Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, I just followed them on social media. I just followed Jay. I just followed Racket Minnesota, and I'm looking for Jessica. I can't find her on Twitter. We're going to figure out what's going on because I need to make sure I am up to date on what's going on. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I was heartbroken when City Pages stopped publishing because the only motivation I had to do my job well was that I wanted to be in the best of. I wanted to be best radio host. I wanted to be best Twitter person. I wanted to be most beloved something or another. I need that pat on the back. I ain't gonna lie. I need that. That motivates me. Sometimes you keep the check. If you just give me a pat on the back, I'll work for that. And so when I found out that, some of our favorite City Page editors and writers were putting Racket Minnesota together, I wanted to invite them on the show. So Jay Baller and Jessica Armbruster are on the line with me. Hey, family. Hey, y'all. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having us on.
I am so excited. Okay, tell me, because I need bifocals. I just went to the doctor last week, right? So at first I thought it was Racket Minnesota, so I got real excited, but it's not. It's Racket Minnesota.
Yeah, we're just going to go by Racket. So like when you go to the website, it'll be what you'll see at the top of the logo just says Racket, but for URL purposes, we had to get RacketMN.com. So that's how people get there.
Okay. So tell us all about RacketMN.com. It's your writer owned, reader funded source of news, arts, culture. You know, we need that alternative journalism because, you know, the CCO radio, CCO TV, they don't get the stories that we loved reading in City Pages. They just don't get it. You know, they're too busy covering the news conferences and the shootings. And, you know, we need those quirky stories that we're missing that everybody wants to hear about. And City Pages gave us that.
Yeah, we are really hoping that readers all around the Twin Cities feel the same way you do, because we absolutely agree that when City Pages went under, just it created this giant hole in the kind of local news ecosystem and honestly the culture of the city too, which we're really hoping to just reoccupy that space. And everything people loved about City Pages, we want to bring that back. And even some things that annoyed some people, we might bring that back, too. And, yeah, Jessica, anything you'd like to add?
No, I would just say, like, you know, I miss talking about what's happening around the Twin Cities. And yeah. I feel like, you know, each place has their way of suggesting things, but City Pages had a really unique approach to talking about the cool and weird and often free or maybe undiscovered things around the city. So I'm really excited to start talking about that stuff again.
Now, what made you guys decide we're going to put Racket together? We're going to give the people what they want because, you know, TV stations only have 30 minutes of news. And there's so much going on with COVID and the shootings and the killings that, you know, they don't have time to introduce you to the next Lizzo. They don't have a moment to tell you about a brand new record store that just opened up or the latest, indie rapper that you've got to hear about, that you've got to support. They're not going to give us the concerts that's coming up. So we don't know what's happening. I mean, really, honestly, you guys, that's what I counted on for City Pages, was to find out what was going on the scene. you know, the pop culture, the music culture, the actors and the actresses, the media gossip. I mean, you know, we just running amok because we know we ain't got city pages looking at us to see what the hell is going on in our lives and reporting on it.
Right, and that's something that we're definitely very excited to bring back. You know, we're planning on putting out our old free stuff to do on the weekend thing, which I think is important now. It's, you know, there's not as much happening now because of COVID, but there's still great things happening and artists are still doing things. So we're looking, you know, we're excited to be covering that, you know, the happenings and the free things to do and things of that nature.
And tell me this, because this is something I want to know. How did this come about? It's one thing when your paper goes under for you to say, oh, man, my paper went under. You know, we ought to put a paper together ourselves. We ought to, you know, all come together. I mean, it's not like we can't write stories. We've been writing stories. And it's another thing to actually do it. You know, a lot of our ideas and million-dollar businesses die on the phone or on an email or on the kitchen table or at the beauty shop or at the barber shop. But you all are really doing it. How did it go from in your head to in front of your face?
Yeah, we got really fortunate that we linked up with this web developer that helped launch the New York City website, Defector.com. And Defector
yeah.
was a bunch of people from Deadspin, which is a very popular
right.
sports website. Yeah, and they had all kind of quit in solidarity with one another because they had overzealous corporate leadership that didn't vibe with them. And so we contacted the Defector guys and we said, how do we do what you did? And they linked us up with the developer who the CEO of the company actually happened to have went to college in the Twin Cities. So he said it was personal to him to want to relaunch City Pages because he loved it so
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a model where the way they, I've confirmed this with people who actually work in the news business, that the traditional model is 70% of all the money that comes in at a news organization goes to overhead, office space, executive salaries,
mm-hmm.
HR departments, all of that, and 30% goes back into creating the news and paying writers. And what we're doing is we're flipping that. We're saying 70% is going to the writers, 70% is going to the news, and 30% is going to go to our web hosting fees and et cetera, et cetera.
Now, how scary was this for you, Jessica? Because, you know, you got to, you know, it's one thing to conceptualize it. It's another thing to do it. And you don't know if people are going to receive it, but you step out on faith and do it anyway. Why? You could have just, you know, went over to somewhere else and got a gig, you know, written for somebody else's paper. But you guys are doing it yourselves and making your voices heard.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that, you know, a bunch of us have worked in news. I worked at City Pages for almost 20 years. And so I feel like I know how to put out content. And I think a lot of, like, the four of us definitely know how to come up with stories and put out content. So the leap for us was finding the people that would help us build the website and
yeah.
understanding the business model. And, you know, it's probably going to be a learning process, but I think that I would regret not taking that chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird time in the world, and I don't know, like, why not? Like, it's something that I think the Twin Cities needs. Like, we need independent journalism. We need independent
yeah.
arts coverage. And, you know, that's something that I would regret if I didn't give it a try. And I think that we all feel the same way. Like, we're very excited just to try something very new and different and, you know, in the end, we own it. So that's
yeah.
very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, girl, that's the best. Like, I launched my podcasting platform, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and we've got 8 shows with 8 black subject experts from Minnesota. And, you know, and we own it. It's our stuff, you know, and to be able to say what we want to say and do what we want to do and speak for our people and celebrate things that you won't see on the news and talk about concerns that nobody's going to put in the newspaper. You know, when we got together, we were like, this is our stuff and we're going to split everything and we are family. And there's so much love in every podcast and every show and in everything that we do from, you know, speaking on the air to community initiatives. And we did it afraid. And, you know, we laugh all the time. We say the business us has not caught up with the creative us. Because the creative us can put out, you know, 100 podcasts. And then we look back and say, girl, how do we pay for that? What's this business model thing again? You know, so you chug along and you do it. And then, you know, I just, you know, and my thing is, let's do it. Let's do it afraid. And, you know, the latter will catch up to the former at some point. But if we keep going and we keep making strides and taking steps, you know, everything will work itself out. That's just what I believe in. And it's working out for you guys.
Yeah, we're hoping that we've experienced the same kind of success you did. And you mentioned the love element, too. And we have all worked together for years. We know what it's like to work with one another. And we love each other. And I think I said that on a radio program after City Pages got shut down. And so we know that we're the only thing to figure out is how everything will get paid for. But we know that we can work together. We know that we love working together. And we know that we love providing this kind of service for the Twin Cities, which, unfortunately, given the kind of plight of alt weeklies over the decades, it doesn't really exist anymore.
No, it doesn't. And you're filling the void that we needed. And so now, listen, folks have got to support you. This launches on August 18th. We're going to take a quick break. I want y'all to stay with me because when we come back, I want to talk about how we can all support your vision, how we can all get behind one another, because anything that my friend M. Castle is doing, I want to help out and do it too. So we're going to continue our discussion and we're going to ask you to support your own coming up next. It's 8:51. Racket. Racket is your writer-owned, reader-funded source for news, arts, and culture, keeping alternative journalism alive in the Twin Cities. No bosses, some biases. Launches August 18th. But let me tell y'all something. They can't do it without us. We don't want another City Pages to fold. So Jessica, J, M, and Keith have come together to put this available, make this available online. Racket is owned by four ex-City Pages editors who live in Minneapolis. They know our city, and they've been specializing in journalism, news, politics, civic odysseys, food, drinks, music, culture, arts, and theater. Diverse, just so diverse, and we need it. We need the spirit back. We need the voice back. And Jay and Jessica are on the line with me. And we just, you know, let's just go and be honest. Start Your Bune is owned by a billionaire. Pioneer Press is owned by a hedge fund. Racket is owned by four really cool people who live in Minneapolis.
That's right.
We are very, very cool. We want that point
very
to
cool.
come across.
Okay, let's just, right, yeah, let's just, very cool. But, you know, the thing is that you all need our support. You need help from the community. You need help from people like me to make sure that this thing is up and running. It is funded properly. You guys can put this content out online. You can tell these stories. You can hold folks accountable without having to answer to somebody who's going to try to mute or muzzle your voice. And that can only happen if we get behind you and support you. So tell us about Racket and how everybody who's listening here in the Twin Cities and beyond can help you achieve your goals and get behind your vision.
Well, you know, it was really important to us that we didn't have a website that was blasted with pop-up ads and, you know, weird flashing commercials and, like, YouTube vids that just kind of turn on. So instead, we're moving to a subscription model. And it was important to us that we keep that at an affordable rate. So we have three different rates. One is a $5 a month at $50 a year, a $10 per month at $100 a year, and then the other one, which is our kind of ridiculous tier, like if you have it, we're more than happy to take it. It's $99 per month or $999 a year. And, you know, there's going to be free content as well, but this is a chance for people to support, you know, service. If you like what we're doing, you know, you got $5. You know, this is how you can support us and what we're doing.
Let me just stop you right there, because, girl, we will all pay $5, $10, $20, $15, $30, $40 a month to have City Pages back. Because I think we got so spoiled with just being able to pick it up and not having to make an investment. And, you know, if you want something like a City Pages in your community, you have to make an investment. And now is the time to make the investment. You know, I'm coming in at the account. So I like the way y'all broke it down. The lookout is the $50 a year or the $5 a month, and you get unlimited page views. But then you get the best offer is the accomplice. That's $100 a year or $10 a month. And you get, you know, commenting privileges. You get the bonus newsletter. You get the early event, merchandise discount, and the gift subscription. So, you know, you really are, you know, getting two for the price of one, because you get to gift someone that you know and love that would enjoy this content. They get an opportunity to get it for free.
Definitely, totally, and I hope that, yeah, everyone else kind of views it the same way you do. But I think one kind of important thing to remember for anyone who's curious about maybe subscribing is that we're not trying to get rich doing this. We just want to build a sustainable thing that we can grow, and a big part of that is it's pretty tough for a freelance writer in this town to get their byline, especially for the first time in a major publication. And we've been blown away by the amount of freelance writers who have reached out to us, who are excited about this, and whose perspectives and voices and opinions and reporting we want to share. And anyone who pays a monthly fee, I mean, a lot of that money is going to pay for that, too, which we feel really strongly about supporting.
Okay, you Minnesotans kill me, because y'all always want to make it seem like, oh, well, we're not trying to get rich. And, you know, if you look. You got to pay people. Y'all got to eat. Y'all's families got to eat. Your mortgage got to get paid. You can't be riding in the car homeless and bumming off my Wi-Fi, sitting in the front of the house asking me what the code is, because you can't pay your rent because, you know, people didn't sign up. We need people to subscribe, and it is okay to say that. It is okay to, and I know y'all. I know y'all don't want to, oh, well, you know, we don't want to get rich. Nobody thinks you're getting rich, but what we need to make sure people understand is that if you want this content, boo. We've been getting it for free for decades. It's time to make an investment in the people who are investing in telling the stories in our community. And if we want it done right, we're going to have to pay for it. And I think that we underestimate the people who love the work that you do, because I'm telling you, when I heard what y'all were doing and y'all were coming back, I had no problem going in my husband's pocketbook, because that's why I go to get the money, to support you. And I don't want you to ever undervalue or underestimate the generosity of people who want to see you succeed, because that's really what it's all about, is wanting to see you succeed.
If we could pay you to pitch Racket, you're doing a much better job.
Y'all just Minnesotans like, oh, we don't want to get rich. You know what? If you get rich, I'll be happy for you. If you get a, if you get a bunch of people to get the $999 a year subscription, I will be just overjoyed, because I want to see you succeed. And I'm just so glad you guys came by. Jay and Jessica, thank you so much for being on Still Talking. Anybody listening, go to RacketMN.com, sign up, and make sure you check back August 18th when the launch happens. Oh, my God. Thank you all so much for being here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.